You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sam, what are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I are heading out to the mountains. We're shipping the kids off with my parents.
Hey, romantic
good
weekend.
For you. That's excellent. Yeah. Where are you going?
We're heading, we're not going too far. We're just outside of Boulder. Kind of like past Netherland area.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Is this for a special occasion or just because?
We're celebrating a 10-year anniversary that was at the end of last month, so we're playing a little catch-up. But you know how it can be with kids to try and plan a weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Good. Where did you meet her?
My wife and I are high school sweethearts. We've been together for 17 years.
Oh, I always love hearing those stories.
Yeah, but you know the story. You know the question I always ask, Jeremy, every single time. So from high school to when you got married, was there a little bit of a break so you could, like, experiment with some other people? Or have you just been hot and heavy since high school?
No, there was a short little six-month break. We both went to college and tried to split up for a little bit. But I think our paths were... brought us back together.
You realized you couldn't live without each other.
We told you that's exactly
And there was some
right.
sort of slow motion run in the rain back to each other, and you embraced, and you're like, I love you.
6 months. Were you a wild man in those 6 months, Sam?
Oh, no. I couldn't say I was.
That's all right.
Because his wife is listening right now, so he can't say that right now.
Right. Right. That's funny. What do you do for a living, Sam?
I sell software. I'm in tech sales.
He's a tech sales, Dom.
What kind of software? What does the software do?
Antivirus software?
I sell sales tax automation software. It's riveting stuff.
Wow, super boring stuff.
Sales tax. Okay. All right, well. Hey,
that's cool.
Somebody's got to sell
somebody's
that stuff.
Do you make good money doing that?
I can't complain.
All right, well, good for
All
you.
All right, man. Well, here's another way of finding out the answer to that. What kind of car do you drive?
I personally drive a Toyota 4Runner.
Okay. It's a pricey SUV. All right. Good.
Sure.
Good for you, Sammy. Do you have a question
sounds
for us?
Sounds like you've got a great weekend. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, really good. Hey, before we let you go, do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm interested. What do you guys have planned for the weekend?
I have a big birthday party get together at my house tomorrow, and then the highlight of my weekend, Sunday around noon, I'm going to see the Super Mario Brothers movie. Do it. I am so excited, I can't even tell you.
That's good. I got birthday plans too. My stepdaughter turns 21 today. She's officially an adult, and so we're going out to get Persian food tonight.
Nice.
Sam, that's
Well, 21st birthday is an exciting celebration. So congrats!
It is
big deal.
You know, she's a good kid too. So I'm very fortunate.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
Samuel, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you so much. Happy anniversary to you. We don't ever do a two-word happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. It doesn't really flow. Yeah.
Here comes Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to No Filter Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
Super
good. Couldn't be better. What do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
We are actually doing Easter brunch after Easter because everybody's always out for Easter, so we do it before or after.
Oh, okay.
Like at somebody's house, or are you going out for it?
No, we go out for it. But it's the whole family.
So you put on your Easter best clothing and head out for a little... Do you search for Easter eggs at all, too?
No, we've already done that.
Been there, done that. All right. Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff on her face.
Ham.
Good for you. What else is on your mind?
So I actually had to call in because my daughter absolutely loves you guys. She's, I mean, like, infatuated. So we sit in the mornings as we're waiting to drop her off for school, and we listen. And I actually have to travel for work. And so when she's with her dad, she has now made her dad to where she actually has to listen to you guys with her dad as well.
Oh, good. So we made him
fantastic.
A fan, too.
I like it.
Well, that's really sweet.
What's your daughter's name?
Matilda.
Adorable.
I love that.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Is Matilda in school right at this moment?
She is.
Aww. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to make this a podcast later so you can listen to the podcast with her as we say, Matilda, clean up your room. How's that?
Perfect.
All right.
That means a lot to us, Melissa. Thank you so much for listening with your family. We always like the stories that families bond over things like the Mindbender or just the show in general. That means a lot to us. So thank you so much. Okay.
You're very welcome. Have a good weekend, boys.
You too, Melissa. Have fun at your post-Easter brunch. Matilda, I do like
that's
that.
That's a great name.
Here's an evil Heather on the line. What are you doing, Heather?
I'm sitting here listening to you guys.
Just sitting there, hon, your beanbag chair, doing nothing.
Fair enough. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? Tell us your fun plans this weekend.
Finishing taxes.
Oh, yeah. You get an extra day or something this year, right, to get them done? Because Monday's a holiday or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
It's a holiday in Washington, D.C.
Yes, so that's right.
They've bumped it to the 18th this year.
Yeah.
Tax day.
You better get on it, Heather.
Ugh. I know, I am, believe me.
Are you going to owe a bunch of money?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I should have been getting it a lot earlier, getting it done earlier, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, life intrudes sometimes. This was a big year having to pay for me, and it was not good. So I waited until just like 2 days ago.
Just holding,
money.
Clutching your cash. Like, you're like, I'm not sending this in.
All right. Do you do your taxes yourself, or do you have a CPA who does them for you?
My husband does them. I have my own business, and he does our joint taxes together with my business. So.
That's nice that he does that.
What kind of software does he use?
He uses TurboTax.
Never heard of it. Okay. What's your business?
I'm a massage therapist.
Rubtown, USA.
I love that. I can't talk Jeremy into going back to getting massage. He doesn't want to take his clothes off.
Can I just leave my clothes on, Heather, and you can rub me?
Sure.
Do you have clients that do that?
She's probably seen all types.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think
maybe there's a type of like a one piece like jumper suit that you could put on for that, so
like
that
a
it's kind of thin.
Suit or something. Okay.
Well, really thin, so that the massage will actually have some sort of effect, but you will cover yourself because you're so modest about your body.
I'm so shy.
Whereas Evil Heather, will walk in and I just strip all
like
the way down.
Spread Eagle. He's like, start rubbing.
No, I just strip down. I mean, they're not looking at anything. Heather doesn't want to see that.
Looking.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you take a peek.
She doesn't want to see
it.
She's peeking. You like peeking, don't you, Heather?
No.
That's the name of your business, probably. Just peeking.
Just peeking.
Just peeking massages.
Nope.
No? That's too bad.
You're fun. What kind of question you got for us? Anything?
You look at the muscles. Go ahead.
Yes, I do have a huge question. Dom, you live someplace else, you've stated, and how does that work? I know, Jane, I've listened since 96, so I've listened
My
a long
goodness.
Time.
Long time.
Guys,
27 years.
Yeah, with Dom and Joe, Dom and Jane, Dom and Jeremy, just the whole gamut. But and I know Jane lived in Michigan. How do you do that? Like, where do you live, and how do you do that? Do you come in often, or?
I come in 4 or 5 times a year. I'm going to be there next week. I'm going to be in Denver next week. The funny thing is, what I've noticed, for whatever reason, because I've never once said Florida, but everyone seems to think that I'm living in Florida.
How strange. Wonder why.
It is strange. I got two more messages last week. I know you live in Florida. I don't live in Florida.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Georgia. I live in the woods of North Georgia. North Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With those peaches. And how does it work? Well, it's modern technology. I could do this show.
You use a
from
telephone, don't you, Heather? I mean, it's just audio.
How do telephones
it's
work?
Just audio, yeah.
Do you FaceTime each other? Do you have a booth set
Yeah, we
up?
Have a video What's stream little? Set up so we can see each other every morning, yeah.
If I want to show Jeremy the
Dom's
that
got
picture
a hoodie
of me on.
On
the nude beach, I can pull that up and
looking.
Just show them on the
not
camera.
I'm not looking.
So it's really simple technology. I could do this show from the moon if I wanted to. So it doesn't matter. You can do a radio show anywhere.
Easy peasy, Heather.
Yeah. Just like you can listen anywhere with the Mix 100 app. Jeremy, where do people find that?
At your app store. Just search Mix 100 Denver.
Mm-hmm. And Heather?
It's very nice when you're far away in a country or deployed for military. You can just chime in and hear Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, we got people listening all over the world. So, you know, if you are listening in a foreign land today, shoot us a text message so that we can give you a shout out. 303-69, whatever the country code is, then 303-691-1649.
I've been trying to get this guy in the Netherlands a t-shirt from our radio station because he's a big listener, but I went down the hall a couple days ago and they're like, it's like $18 to send a t-shirt, one t-shirt, so I don't think it's going to get approval.
I'll send it to him.
I was like, oh, come on.
Evil Heather, we've had a blast talking to you. You have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Heather.
All right, you guys too. Enjoy Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to being back in Colorado next week. Here's AJ. AJ, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm driving.
Do me a favor. Turn the radio all the way down. All the way down.
Okay.
And do you have us on a speakerphone or Bluetooth or anything?
Speaker. Do you want me to switch?
Please.
I do. Just get on your regular phone for us, please,
AJ. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Yeah, that helps us.
You got it.
Okay.
We'll wait.
Do we need to wait? We still waiting?
How's it coming?
Fine.
Are you off your...
Okay, hold on just a second. AJ's on hold. Josh, will you talk with AJ and get her set? And while you talk to her, we'll say a quick hi to Brandy. Hello, Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Brandy.
We got to know, what are your thrilling plans for the weekend?
Oh, big thrilling plans. We are going to celebrate my husband's birthday this weekend.
It's his birthday.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We are going to this, I don't know, I've heard it on your radio station. It's this tavern downtown, a Wisconsin tavern. He's from Wisconsin, so we're going to go try it out. Oh,
go Pack Go!
Right,
go Pack Go! Right?
Is it a big birthday, a milestone or anything?
Nope, just one more year.
What is he? How old is he going to be?
I don't know, 47.
Oh, ancient. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
So you're going to go get some cheese curds for the 47th birthday. Do you guys have started talking about plans for the big 5-0, like making maybe some sort of fun trip or anything?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. Maybe we'll get planning that before long.
What'd you get him for his birthday?
Oh, he picked it out. Something for his woodworking stuff that he likes to do.
Oh, he's a woodworker. What does he make, like cutting boards and chairs?
He actually, we cut a lot of trees on our property. We live up in Conifer, and so it's something he can use to...
He doesn't make those bears, does he? Like the bears holding the welcome signs?
That would be amazing, but no.
Okay.
All right. Well, that would be amazing.
Amazing.
One kind, yeah. He doesn't make, like, live, laugh, love signs or anything out of wood, does he?
No.
Okay, good.
No more, like... Railings and fences.
No
signs. So, in other
words,
he makes things that are practical and usable, is what you're
saying.
Very
good.
He's saving lives.
Constantly has splinters, though. Constantly has splinters.
Well, that'll be a fun weekend for you guys, celebrating the birthday with some cheese curds. Mm-hmm. You have a question for us? Or are you good to go?
I don't. I just have listened to you, gosh, since my college years, and just wanted to call and say hello.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Well, now, wait a minute. So how old are you?
I am 44.
So you've been listening for over 20 years also.
I have. Yep.
Dang, Brandy.
How about that?
Littleton.
What do you like the most about the show?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you guys just make me laugh. I just tend to find myself just laughing out loud. I love it.
All right, now ask the follow-up, Jeremy.
What's the worst part? What do you hate about the show?
What do I hate? Commercials?
Oh, boy.
Hey, shush, Brandy.
We love
our salary. Shush.
We love them.
Dummy up on that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I wish we would play more Zero Res commercials.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The no residue carpet.
I need some more plumb line.
Yeah,
is what
ding.
I need.
We just made $200, Brandy.
Good job.
You have a great weekend. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
See you guys. Thank
See you later.
Take care.
Oh, we have the greatest listeners on the planet. Let's see if AJ got herself all situated. Hi, AJ.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Yay.
AJ's back.
Crystal clear now. How lovely.
What are you doing this weekend?
I get to be the sacrifice for one of the horses at the barn.
Are you trying to break a horse?
Oh, no, he's already broke. He's just got a lot of spice, so I get to dumb him down for the little kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that way I get thrown in.
This sounds horrible, but I'm imagine it's probably fairly gentle, right? What do you do? Like, how do you do this?
Hold on a second. Wait. You said you get thrown. How many times do you generally get thrown? Like, how many times have you been thrown from a horse?
Oh, I've been thrown into jumps. I've been thrown into fences. I've been thrown over fences. I've been dragged by the stirrup, dragged by a lead rope, dragged by
anything. You just keep getting on them, though, don't you?
I feel like she's mostly getting off, if you know what I mean. I think she's really enjoying this a little too much. That's what I think.
It's fun. I love the horses, and you know, you live just a little bit more because you get that much closer to death.
That's terrifying,
AJ. I told
AJ.
You, she's like, getting off on this, okay?
Yeah,
she,
you're like, oops, survive another one.
She likes the pain. Not that there's
AJ,
anything wrong with that.
Be
That's
careful.
Fine.
It's dangerous.
All right, so you're going to go get thrown by a horse this
And then you're
going to
put little kids on them now?
Well, after I'm done with them, yeah, once I'm done with them, they have no issues.
Man.
Yeah. I got it. Listen, I got to say, thank goodness for people like you, because I don't want that job.
Mm-mm, not at all.
I don't need that in my life. So, have you ever done anything? Have you ever done any type of rodeo type stuff? Have you done barrel racing or anything?
I've pretty much done it all. I've done show jumping, dressage, cross country, barrel racing, cutting, reining. I've seen and done it all.
You're quite
That's
the
really
cowgirl,
neat.
Aren't
yeah,
you?
It's really neat.
What's what brand are your boots?
Ariat's?
No, I don't actually know. I got them from a thrift store.
Oh,
and
right.
The brand is just kind of gone.
Like
on
worn
them,
off?
So I never actually figured it out. They're
well,
good
the, yeah, the label rubs off when you get thrown into fences.
Mm-hmm. Oh, AJ.
Right,
you
AJ.
You are fun. Do you have a question for us or no? Are you good to go?
I actually had a scary story I wanted to tell you guys. I learned something about it this morning. I thought you guys might want to hear it.
Well, let me shut off the traffic music.
Yeah.
You have a scary story? Is that what you said?
It's a bit weird. Yeah, it's different.
All right, wait a minute.
Tell it then.
Is this something A, that's clean and that we can tell, and B, can you tell it in 60 seconds or less?
Yes, I can.
All right,
so
get to
Siberia,
it.
In Siberia, there's a dancing lady, and there's no reports of her hurting anyone, but she'll dance at night in the streets, and if she sees you, she'll chase you around the city.
Where was this at?
I think it's somewhere near Siberia.
Are you making this up?
Why are you
no,
drunk?
I'm not. I promise I'm not. There is actual footage of her just chasing people and doing some creepy dances.
Is it a ghost?
I don't know this. I've never identified her. She just dances and chases people.
That's your story?
I feel like you've been thrown off a horse one too many times.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You've got
look it up.
No.
Nah, I'm busy.
AJ, you are delightful and you're a good sport. You be safe this weekend. Thank you for listening and calling, okay?
Bye, AJ.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What just happened?
No. I don't know.
Siberia?
No.
She dances and kisses people. Well, yeah. Yeah, okay.
She's just looking for a good time.
I mean, go to any party at a college frat house. I mean,
all right.